Kind of speechless at the point. I don't know how we held off Mike or even got to the outside of him, got around him, but the car was unbelievable tonight. You know, since hot laps, we found something and it clicked, and we just kind of fine-tuned on it through the night, and it really worked in the feature.
Yeah, that was definitely key to get around him before you guys got to the front.
Yeah, when I got to fourth, I seen Mike was struggling to get around Bruce, and I knew I had to pounce, and when he went tried to go low, and I knew I had to, that was my chance, so I jumped to the outside, and I did everything I could to hold Mike off, and he got a little loose off of two, and I was able to get by him, and after that, I knew I had to get Brucey before, you know, Mike could get back to me, so you know, it's kind of a slingshot, but I knew I had to go.
So, you're from Ohio, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and so this is quite a trek for you to run one of these cars.
Yeah, it's 6 hours one way, so it's quite a hike to get up here, but it's you can't beat the competition up here, and you know it's just a, you know, amazing facility to come race at.
We gonna see you much more this year? I'm guessing yes.
Yes, hopefully a few more times for Classic Weekend, and then we'll be here for Classic Weekend.
22 years old. You have other racing background, correct?
Yep. Yeah, I ran quarter midget since I was 5, and I run just a pavement modified, you know, around Sandusky and, you know, Indiana, Michigan area. So.
How big of a win does it feel for you right now?
This got to be one of the biggest wins of my career. We've came up here, I think this is our third year, and we ran second the first night and had an electrical issue, and then we blew a head gasket the next night, and it's been really tough on us coming up here, and we ain't had very good luck, and you know, we finally got the car to click, and you know, we didn't need the luck tonight, you know, we did, but we got the car fast enough where we could drive to the front and not worry about, you know, someone falling out or whatnot. So it's a really big relief to finally get a win at Oswego.
And finally, who do you have to thank for your victory?
My family, most off. They, you know, I couldn't do it without any of them. My new fiance, she puts up with a lot to come up here and race. Royal Purple Synthetics and Denise Merrill. She gives me this opportunity year in and year out to come race, and I can't thank her enough.